And I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. We are rapidly approaching the start to a new academic year. At Eastern Michigan University, classes are set to begin August 31st. Throughout the summer, it's been a rather quiet campus, for the most part populated only by essential personnel. But it was also active in this sense. A lot of work and preparation has been put into creating and implementing plans to safely accommodate the return of students, faculty, and staff. EMU recently put forth publicly its Safe Return to Campus plan, and here to talk about it is University President Dr. James Smith, and thank you so much for the time.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
We could spend hours delving into the minutiae of this plan, so let's approach it this way. When I or anyone else walks onto campus for fall semester as student, staff, or faculty, what is my day going to look like? What will be required of me?
Well, let's just start with the parking lot. We hope that you'll have a mask in your front seat or hanging from your rearview mirror, because as you open the door, you'll put your mask on. We'll have a mask policy inside, outside, anywhere you are on campus. As you're going to class, you'll be thinking about, if you're a student, the distance that will surround you if you are in a person-to-person class, and that will be 6 feet by 6 feet by 6 feet. I think I've shared this with you before, David, but we've measured every single classroom space on campus with the help of our GIS graduate students. So we know exactly how many students can be in the classroom, obviously including the professor, and we know where those desks need to be positioned. So those seats are indeed 6 feet by 6 feet by 6 feet. Some students, of course, won't go in person. They'll have an online class, so they might be in their residence hall. Their morning might be opening up their laptop or their iPad and getting online for their online course. And then with respect to dining, you know, you'll be able to now call ahead. And if you eat unhealthily like the president does, you might have a hamburger, french fries, and a soda. And that will be ready for you when you go to Chartwell's to pick it up to reduce the population in our dining facilities.
And there's going to be some measure of responsibility in just entering the building. You're not going to just be able to walk in freely, correct?
Exactly. I should have said that too, David. There'll be a check-in desk. We'll all have, it's not an app, it's a URL-based, and I'm certainly not a technology guy, but it's a URL-based interface that will answer questions. And David Fair is going to enter King Hall. He'll answer the questions, and he'll get a green dot if he's ready to come onto campus that day. And that green dot will be checked by a group of check-in individuals at the check-in spot for King Hall. They'll look at David Fair's green dot, and he'll be able to enter the building based on the protocol questions that we answer either the night before or early that morning.
Based on what we see in society at large, expecting 100% compliance seems out of the question. Will there be repercussions for those who are not in compliance on campus?
Well, we certainly want to use all of our abilities to talk about the community. I'm far less focused on punishment than I am about us keeping each other as a community safe. So we'll have, obviously, the people at the check-in desk. If someone says, oh, I forgot my mask today, I left it at home, I'm a commuter, I came from Livonia, we'll have a mask available for that student. And we'll say, you know, if you need another one, we'll certainly work with you to have that as a possibility. If we have continuous misbehavior and defiance, we'll work with our student code of conduct folks. We have great individuals working in those offices, and we'll deal from that vantage point. But honestly, I think the biggest emphasis we want to put forward is that we're a community, and we want to keep our friends, our colleagues, our student neighbors in our classrooms as safe as humanly possible. And we know hand washing, we know that facial coverings, we know physical distancing. Those things, if you look at them in a layered approach, they will certainly mitigate the spread. Now, nothing's perfect, and we know that, and there's certainly uncertain times, but we feel confident about that.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Eastern Michigan University President Dr. James Smith about the school's Safe Return to Campus plan. You mentioned a lot of students are going to be taking online classes. How much of fall instruction will be conducted remotely?
Well, our schedule is out today. I think it's actually probably being received by students right now. We were ready yesterday, and we had a bit of a technical glitch. I was trying to do the calculations, and I think we're at about 28% to 30% of our classes will be traditional face-to-face.
Go ahead, David. I was
going to
say, so as we consider that, those will be people learning distantly and off-campus. What percentage of classrooms on campus will be in use? Because I know some will remain closed to provide that kind of distancing and keep populations down within the buildings.
Right. I would say, first of all, you'll be surprised at what we're using for spaces. We're using, for example, room 205 in Welsh Hall, which is a large conference room that traditionally I use, the provost use, the CFO uses. We are making that into a classroom because it's big and we can move a lot of space there. We're using rooms in McKinney Hall that we haven't traditionally used just because we can get more square footage. There will be some rooms that we won't use because they're just simply too small. They might have been a nice 8 or 9 person seminar room. They just we can't have the physical distancing for those small rooms. So the bigger rooms will be used, and even some that we don't traditionally use. The smaller rooms, you will see some that we're not using. And then the hybrid courses, we'll be using a classroom maybe once every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and they'll have a blend of in-person and online.
There were a lot of people representing a wide variety of groups on campus working to develop this safe return to campus plan. How involved were the professors and lecturers?
I'm thinking of the public health group. We had a good number of professors that were from Health and Human Services. Our return to work group, we have faculty from the College of Business. We are doing a lot in the subgroup of that public health group on communications, and we have a crisis communication faculty member working with us. So we've tried to embed faculty in many places. The president of the Faculty Senate, for example, serves on our overall steering committee, and we're certainly glad to have Professor Suzanne Gray working with us directly on the steering group.
I bring this up because I'm sure you've heard the same thing I have. Many of those providing education to EMU students are deeply concerned about their health and safety, and more than a few have been vocal in saying it's too early to go back to in-person instruction. So what options are available to those who don't feel safe returning to work on campus?
Well, I would say that's one of the real strengths that this program and plan brings forward, David. Provost Longworth or I made no selection of what classes go in person to online. It wouldn't be our right role, and we certainly never did that. We went to the department heads, we went to the deans, and said, what courses do you think best comport to being online, hybrid, or in person? And then we selected those, we being the department heads and the deans, made those selections to put into the final schedule. So certainly there was no bureaucratic decision-making around that. Now, can I say that 100% of the people who are teaching in person were with raised hands saying, you know, I really want to do this? I can't say that because I don't know. But I certainly know that there was no our choice was not to have a bureaucratic design where we chose who taught in person versus online. And we're all nervous. I fully understand that. I think that's why we're so cautious with our layered approach. And we know that we have to follow these protocols to do the very best we can.
And that comes back to kind of science. And from all I've read and from the public health officials I've spoken with, the preference and perhaps wiser choice would be to continue distance learning. We've seen the explosion of new cases throughout the country since we began reopening the economy. Knowing that, how much of the decision to reopen EMU's campus was based on financial need as opposed to just following science and science alone?
I would say that we spent far more time talking about the science of safety and the courses that we saw in Summer B, and you may know this, Dave, and your listeners may know, we had a very small number of on-campus courses during Summer B to test how we could do this in person. That was really the driving force. Obviously, we know we have freshmen, traditional freshmen, that wanted to come to college, that wanted to be in a residence hall. I heard President Stanley at Michigan State say yesterday, we know we may have to pivot on a dime and move to all online should we have an outbreak. And I think Sam's saying the exact same thing, that that I would be saying or that Bob Davies, my colleague at Central, would be saying. We are aware of that, but we really did try to use the best of science tied with the best of pedagogy to make those decisions of what would be in person, what would be online.
And let's go down that path a little further. We certainly can't predict the future, but based on what we know about coronavirus to this point, it seems likely there will be some outbreaks. What is the plan for containment?
We have, obviously, as I mentioned, we have the URL-based device. So if you would say, I'm David Fair, I have a 103 fever today, and I'm really having trouble breathing, obviously we're going to refer you to our telehealth group, and our telehealth group will be out of the College of Health and Human Services. They'll do, in conjunction with Washtenaw Public Health, they'll do contact tracing. They'll do a series of questions. If you indeed are an employee, as you are, we would have you stay at home, and the telehealth folks would tell you, in general, it's 14 days where you would need to be at home. If we have students in residence halls, we're keeping a number of residence hall rooms available for isolation should that occur. And we know that that is a possibility and is in some ways a probability. And we're examining those number of rooms, and we have some plans to actually enhance that if we need. Commuter student we'll work with just like we're working with faculty and staff. We'll encourage them to be home. Don't come to campus. We'll insist not coming to campus and then working with our telehealth group.
The other voice you hear is EMU President James Smith. And on 89.1 WEMU, I'm David Fair. Has a benchmark number been set of COVID-19 positive cases when EMU would then decide to shut it all down again?
We're getting very close, David. We have a subgroup. Actually, the public health group has done their work. Their work was to get a return to campus plan into the hands of our steering committee and then the steering committee into the hands of the general public. But there is a small subgroup or a reconvened group that are helping us with those numbers. What are the metrics? What are we looking at? Are we looking at numbers statewide? Are we looking at them countywide? Or are we looking specifically on campus? Or are we looking at all of those? We're very close to having those calculations. It'll be a dashboard of some sort where we'll have multiple metrics that we'll be looking at. And as I said earlier, we know there may become a point where we say the numbers are not on our side and we need to move to a different behavior pattern.
Would it be far more expensive to go that route, open up, and then have to close back down than it would have been to just say, let's start the academic year entirely online?
I have to admit, I have not looked at that in that perspective, David. I don't know. I would say it would certainly be devastating to us to have to say we're going all online, but it was devastating to us in March. We knew when we made that decision in March, I spoke to a number of the presidents around the state, and all of us said, we know what's best, but we also know that we have students that they struggle when we go to all remote. They live in rural parts of the state where they don't have good broadband. In some cases, some of our students don't have Wi-Fi. Many of our students don't have Wi-Fi when they go home or they go to their summer apartments or wherever they might be. So all of those things are certainly tough decisions to be made.
I've spent a lot of our conversation, Dr. Smith, addressing the worries, concerns, stresses, and uncertainty of a campus education during pandemic. I do not want to take away from any of the work that has and will continue to be done. So as our time together winds down, tell me what you are most optimistic about heading into fall semester.
I think the thing that gives me the greatest satisfaction is the amount of work we've done to prepare. The layered approach, as I said earlier, where we're really looking at multiple factors of changed behavior to be safe. And then the excitement that we have about, for example, our lab scientists are very excited to have students back into their labs. It was a very hard end of winter semester. Let's take biochemistry. It's very hard to do that course remotely. They're excited to have, they know they're going to have social and physical distancing in their labs, but they're excited to have these students back, and the students are excited to be back in those labs. And I look forward to us following that return to campus plan and having good success.
Thank you so much for the time today, and let's plan on another conversation before classes begin on the 31st.
I'd love to do it, David. Thank you, and thanks for the good work. And I have to say, I know I'm a clear second fiddle to Congresswoman Dingell that I enjoy listening to every Friday. So thanks for doing that segment as well.
Indeed. That is Eastern Michigan University President Dr. James Smith discussing the school's safe return to campus plan. Classes are set to begin on August 31st. To learn more about the plan and to access all the various links, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.